They see you on Instagram talking about one thing, find you on LinkedIn discussing something completely different, then receive an email that seems to come from an entirely different business altogether. There's no thread connecting these touch points, so your audience never builds a complete picture of who you are or how you can help. Hello and welcome to From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm your host, Nikki Hutchison, and I'm delighted you're here. Recently, I shared a carousel that really hit home for lots of you. It showed the difference between scattered marketing and integrated marketing. And your response told me that this is a struggle that lots of you can relate to. The content within the carousel painted two very different pictures. The first showed what most business owners are doing: posting on Instagram, hoping someone sees it, sending emails, hoping someone opens them, trying LinkedIn, but only really getting deafening silence in return, and burning budget on Meta ads, and really left ending up wondering why nothing is working. The second picture showed what your marketing could look like instead. Instagram posts that drive to email signups, emails that mention your LinkedIn content, LinkedIn posts that reference your latest video, and Meta ads that retarget your email subscribers, actually counting qualified leads flowing in at the end of all of your efforts. So same effort, but completely different results. So what is it that makes the second approach so much more effective? It's integration. When your marketing channels work together, instead of either simply randomly existing side by side or competing for attention, that's when every piece of your content amplifies everything else. But what really struck me about the response to that carousel was that so many of you have told me since that that is exactly what you're doing. You recognized yourselves in that first scenario of posting everywhere but not really getting anywhere. So in today's episode, I want to help you move away from that scattered posting approach to a connected multi-channel marketing system that actually works. And if you listened to last week's episode about building a marketing routine you can actually stick to, this week's episode is your next step, because what we're covering today works perfectly alongside that. Last week, we talked about making marketing consistent, and this week, we're talking about making it connected. Because most business owners never actually learn this integration principle, which is exactly why most businesses struggle to optimize their marketing results. By the end of today's episode, you'll have a clear framework for making all of your marketing channels work together so much more effectively, no matter where you are in your marketing or business journey. But before we dive in, if you're not already part of our Marketing Mondays community, you're missing out on exactly this kind of practical support. Every Monday at 9 a.m. UK time, we meet online to work through real marketing challenges like this one. You can sign up today at nikkihutchison.com/Mondays. It really is the perfect place to implement what we're covering today. And it won't be forever, but right now it's free to join. So click and do that now at nikkihutchison.com/Mondays. Back to the episode, and let's start by understanding why posting everywhere actually gets you nowhere. Because on the surface, it does seem logical, doesn't it? More platforms should equal more visibility, which should equal more clients. But that's not how it works in practice. The first problem with scattered posting is that it gives your audience a whole heap of mixed messages. They see you on Instagram talking about one thing, find you on LinkedIn discussing something completely different, then receive an email that seems to come from an entirely different business altogether. There's no thread connecting these touch points, so your audience never builds a complete picture of who you are or how you can help. Think about it from your ideal client's perspective. They might see your Instagram post about content strategy on Tuesday, your LinkedIn article about lead gen on Wednesday, and your newsletter about personal branding on Friday. Instead of thinking this person really knows their stuff across multiple areas, they're far more likely to think, I'm not sure what this person actually does. And trust me, as a brand strategist turned marketing expert with a focus on helping you use marketing to make more sales, Narrowing down like this has been a hard exercise for me to complete personally, but it's essential. The second issue is that scattered posting is exhausting for you as the business owner. You're essentially running multiple separate marketing campaigns instead of one cohesive integrated strategy. You're creating content for Instagram that serves no purpose beyond that individual platform, writing LinkedIn posts that exist in isolation, and sending emails that don't connect to anything else you're doing. This approach drains your energy because you're constantly left starting from scratch. Every piece of content requires new thinking, new messaging, new calls to action. There's no momentum because nothing builds on anything else. The third problem, and this is a big one, is that scattered posting actually weakens your authority rather than building it. When someone discovers you on one platform, they should be able to find consistent, interconnected content that demonstrates the depth of your expertise. But instead, they often find disconnected posts that make you look like you're throwing ideas at the wall. Each piece of content is left fighting for attention, rather than working together to build trust and guide potential clients towards a buying decision. You may not be surprised to hear me say that the solution to all of the above is not to do less marketing. It's to adopt a multi-channel strategy, but to make those channels more connected. When they work together, creating content becomes easier, not harder, because each piece serves multiple purposes. So, how can you move from scattered posting to connected marketing? It starts with a fundamental mindset shift. Instead of thinking, what should I post on Instagram today? You need to start thinking, what story am I telling across all of my platforms this week? This is about moving from broadcasting to building relationships. Broadcasting is when you push out content and hope somebody notices. Building relationships is when you create touch points that guide each individual through a journey with you. There are three things that make this approach effective: staying consistent across platforms, having your content cross-referenced across platforms, and building momentum over time. Staying consistent means your messaging and positioning remain constant across platforms, even when the format changes. If you're a business coach who helps entrepreneurs scale without burnout, that core message should be evident whether someone finds you on Instagram, LinkedIn, or in their inbox. The format will change. An Instagram post might show the problem, a LinkedIn article might dive into the solution, and an email might share a case study, but the consistent golden thread is always there. Making your content cross-reference across platforms is absolutely essential for it to really make sense to your ideal clients. This is when your content on one platform specifically mentions and drives traffic to your content on another platform. For example, your Instagram post mentions, I dive deeper into this in today's newsletter. Your LinkedIn article says, I shared a quick video about this on Instagram stories. And your email references the conversation that's happening in the comments of my latest LinkedIn post. This isn't simply about driving traffic, although it does do that effectively. It's about creating a web of interconnected content across your channels that makes your audience feel like they're part of an ongoing conversation, rather than receiving random, unexpected updates. Building momentum over time is what happens when consistency and strategy work together. Instead of each piece of content standing alone, your content builds on itself. Someone may first see you on Instagram, then seek you out on LinkedIn for more detailed insights, then sign up to your newsletter to stay connected, then attend your workshop because they've built trust already through multiple touch points. But this framework only works if you plan it out intentionally. You can't simply hope that your Instagram followers will magically find your newsletter. You need to create clear bridges between your individual platforms. The most effective approach I've found is creating one core piece of content, maybe a detailed breakdown of an approach or strategy you want to share, then adapting it specifically for each platform while maintaining clear connections between them. Let's take an example from my business. I might write a newsletter about the biggest mistake I see service-based businesses make with their marketing. That newsletter becomes my core content. From there, I go on to create an Instagram post that teases the mistake without revealing it, driving people to my newsletter. I then write a LinkedIn post that shares one specific aspect of the mistake with a note that I've covered the complete framework within my latest newsletter. And finally, I create an Instagram story that shows me writing the newsletter and asking my followers whether they've signed up yet. Each piece of content serves that platform's audience appropriately, but they all work together to amplify my core message and guide people deeper into my world. And you can do exactly the same with your content. Now let's get practical about implementation. The weekly planning process is where connected marketing either succeeds or fails. So this is where you need to focus your energy. I recommend starting each week by choosing one core theme or message. By the way, this is something you could do if you join our Marketing Mondays calls, the perfect way to start your marketing week. Your core theme or message might be a strategy you want to teach, a common client challenge you want to address, or a new service you want to introduce. Everything you create that week should connect back to this core theme in some way. Your planning process should work like this. Your newsletter, blog post, or podcast is typically the main piece. It's the long form, most detailed, valuable piece of content you'll create that week. Everything else then connects back to that main piece while also serving their individual platform audiences. Let's say your core theme this week is why most businesses struggle with lead gen. Your newsletter might be a detailed breakdown of the five biggest lead gen mistakes you see, complete with solutions for each one. That's your hub. Your Instagram posts all connect back to that main piece. Monday's post might share one of the mistakes as a quote graphic with, "I dive into all five mistakes in this week's newsletter," in the caption. Wednesday's post could show you working on a client lead gen strategy with a caption about how common these mistakes are. Friday's post might be a behind-the-scenes look at you writing the newsletter. Your LinkedIn content also connects back. Tuesday, you might post a detailed breakdown of just one of the five mistakes, with a note that you've covered all five in your newsletter. Hopefully, you're getting the gist by now. Thursday could then be a post asking your network which lead gen challenges they're facing, with a comment from you mentioning that you've just written about the most common ones in your newsletter. The key is that each piece provides value on its own while also connecting to the larger conversation. Someone who only sees your Instagram posts gets value. Someone who only reads your LinkedIn gets value. But someone who engages across multiple platforms gets exponentially more value, builds a much stronger relationship with you, and develops a much deeper understanding of your expertise and what you can offer them. Your calls to action need to be strategic too. Not every post needs to drive to the same place. Your Instagram might drive to your newsletter signup. LinkedIn might drive to a free resource that requires an email signup. And your newsletter might drive to a consultation booking. But they should all feel connected and sequential, and definitely not random. One approach that works particularly well is creating curiosity and guiding people to the next step. You leave strategic breadcrumbs across all platforms. Your Instagram story might say, "I'm working on something exciting for Friday's newsletter." Your LinkedIn post on Wednesday mentions, "I'll be sharing more about this in Friday's newsletter." By Friday, people are actually looking forward to your newsletter rather than either simply tolerating it or unsubscribing due to a lack of interest or relevance. The timing of your content matters too. Don't post everything everywhere all at once. Space your content throughout the week so that you're consistently visible without overwhelming people. Monday's Instagram post, Tuesday's LinkedIn article, Wednesday's newsletter, Thursday's follow-up LinkedIn post, Friday's Instagram wrap-up. This creates a rhythm that people can't anticipate. And these are just examples. Take this and apply to all of the channels that you are using within your strategy. But what I want you to avoid is forcing connections where they don't make sense. Not every Instagram post needs to reference your newsletter. Not every LinkedIn article needs to drive to your lead magnet. The connections need to feel natural and valuable rather than contrived or pushy. The goal is to create an ecosystem where every platform enhances the others. Your Instagram shows your personality and behind-the-scenes moments. Your LinkedIn demonstrates your expertise and thought leadership. Your newsletter provides the deepest value and builds the strongest relationships. Your email sequences guide people towards working with you, all working together without competing for attention. The most common mistake I see when people try to implement this approach is overcomplicating it. They try to create complex funnels that expect people to continuously jump through multiple hoops, which they won't do, by the way. Instead, keep it simple. The connection should enhance the experience rather than creating barriers. Another mistake is inconsistent messaging. Your Instagram personality, LinkedIn expertise, and newsletter voice should all clearly belong to the same person and business. You don't need to sound identical across all platforms. In fact, you shouldn't. But you do need to sound like the same professional who happens to be communicating in different formats and scenarios. Imagine it as you being the same person at work and at a dinner party. Same, but likely a different tone. The quick win I always recommend to clients is to pick your strongest platform and your most valuable piece of content. For the next 4 weeks, use that strong platform to consistently drive people to that valuable content. Don't try to connect everything to everything else. Start focusing on one strong connection and master it first. For example, if LinkedIn is your strongest platform and your newsletter is your most valuable content, spend the next 4 weeks making sure every LinkedIn post includes a natural, valuable reason for people to subscribe to your newsletter, rather than a generic sign up for my newsletter, but specific value, like I dive deeper into this framework in tomorrow's newsletter, or I share three more strategies like this in my weekly newsletter. Don't miss it. Once that connection is working smoothly, you can add in another. Maybe you start using your newsletter to drive people to engage with your LinkedIn posts. Then you might add Instagram into the mix. Build gradually rather than trying to connect everything all in one go. The measurement that matters isn't, in fact, individual platform metrics. So look at cross-platform engagement as you're rolling out this plan. Are your Instagram followers signing up for your newsletter? Are your newsletter subscribers engaging with your LinkedIn posts? Are people mentioning that they follow you across multiple platforms? When your numbers start growing and everything suddenly starts amplifying, that's how you know this is working. Remember, the goal is not to manipulate people into following you everywhere. It's to create genuine value that makes people want to engage with you more deeply. When someone says, "I love following along on Instagram and your newsletters always teach me something new," that's when you'll know you've got it right. So here's what I want you to do this week. First, audit your current marketing. Look at your last month of content across all platforms and ask yourself, if someone discovered me through this content, would they understand what I do and how I can help them? Would they know where to go to learn more or get more help? If the answer is no, it's time to implement this new approach in your business. Secondly, choose one core theme for next week. One message, strategy, or insight you want to share. Plan how you'll explore this theme across your platforms in ways that connect and amplify rather than compete. Third, identify your strongest platform and your most valuable content piece. Then for the next month, focus on creating one strong connection between these two things. The transformation from scattered posting to connected marketing doesn't happen overnight, but the impact is immediate. Your content creation becomes easier because you're building on themes rather than starting from scratch every time. Your audience engagement increases because people feel part of an ongoing conversation rather than feeling like they're receiving random updates. Most importantly, your business results improve because your marketing is finally working as a system rather than a collection of individual efforts. Your business will quickly start to look a lot more professional. If you want hands-on support implementing this framework, join me at Marketing Mondays. This is where we work through exactly these kinds of strategic challenges together, and you'll be amazed how much easier implementation becomes when you're not doing it alone. Head to nickihutchison.com/Mondays to join the community. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast, From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm Nikki Hutchison, and I'll be back again next Friday at 7 a.m. with more actionable marketing strategies to help make your marketing more effective. Until then, remember, your marketing channels need to be having conversations with each other rather than competing for attention. When they work together, everything amplifies. For now, take care and keep marketing.